literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer. FX.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here. And we're going to be talking about The Strain on FX, vampires and stuff like that. Alongside of me, I've got my Strain partner, Jesus from Dysfunctional.com out there in Los Angeles. What's up, dog?
Not much.
All right, so we're finally catching up. People, if you listened to our last recap show, you know that we've been busy. I was out of town. It's been freaking nuts. Shout out to The Strain Addicts. People, if you're a fan of The Strain Addicts, make sure you check them out on Twitter and also join the Facebook group if you're a fan of this show. This episode, we're going to be talking about the episode called The Silver Angel that aired on FX August 2nd. We got two more episodes, and Jesus and you and I will be caught up, ready for this Sunday's freaking episode. Plus, Fear of the Walking Dead premieres. So it's going to be plus... I'm celebrating my son's one-year birthday party. He's having a pool party on Sunday as well. So that's the cool thing. So we're going to be celebrating, and then he and I are going to sit down and watch The Strain and Fear the Walking Dead.
That sounds like a great birthday right there.
Yeah, right there. That's good parenting right there, buddy. Good parenting. Yeah. I know people that are listening right now are like, what, a one-year-old? Yes, he loves that stuff. So let's just get into it right now. This episode... Love the beginning of this episode, Jesus. The black and white wrestler taking on the vampires with cheesy special effects.
I wasn't sure that I was watching the right show. It was cool. I was just like, what?
Yeah, it took me back to the days I used to watch wrestling with my grandfather. He didn't speak a bit of English, but we watched wrestling, and we both could understand that, you know? But yeah, we were watching it in Costa Rica. We're sitting there and I'm like watching it. And then like my wife's best friend is like, are we, what is this? And I'm like, this has got to be the beginning. But it wasn't short. It just kept on going and going. I was like, it was like a movie within a movie.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I gotta admit that.
I like that. And we see Angel. Angel is the wrestler in this movie. And then we get introduced to Angel, the dishwasher of this Indian restaurant. My question to you is, because I rewatched this episode right now before we were doing this podcast, and I don't know why I want to think this, but it's not, but watching it, to me, Gus going into the Indian restaurant, and of course, the hot owner's daughter, which is hot, you can tell that they got sparks between her and Gus, and Angel is some big giant, I guess you want to call it, bodyguard, protector of the family, I guess you could say. Do you think it's just, he's just a protective person because he knows the type of person Gus is or his kind? Or is there some type of relationship between these two? And probably, now that I say that out loud, probably not, because that's when he comes up to him and says, I know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just, the looks, I mean, it. I guess the reason why I'm saying this now is that the looks that Angel has been giving him, it seemed like it was deeper. And I don't know, maybe it's because Angel was like that when he was younger.
Maybe
that's what it is. Now, talking that out loud with you, now I'm kind of seeing the light there, because at first I was like, is that his dad? Is that an uncle? What am I missing here?
Did think for a while that it was her dad.
Yeah.
No, like, we see her dad later, right?
Yeah, we see his dad later. He's an Indian guy. That's why she's an Indian girl, Jesus. Yeah. And Angel's Mexican.
Yep.
Okay. I just want to point that out to you. So that was good. We both agree. We like the intro of this. Do you think the daughter of the owner, restaurant owner, is hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
I think she's hot. Would you go out with her?
Yeah.
Do you think she'd say yes to you?
I don't know.
You're supposed to say, yeah, dude. Okay.
Yes.
There you go. You'd be like, she wants this. That's what you got to say. Go ahead. Hey, Jesus, do you think she'd go out with you?
What? What was I supposed to say?
Yeah, because she wants this. Hey, Jesus, you think that hot Indian girl would go out with you?
Yeah, because she wants this.
Yeah! Woo! You don't hear it, Jesus, but everybody listening to this show is clapping right now. Yeah! All right, let's talk about the flashback. we get the flashback of young Abraham and billionaire Palmer. Mm-hmm. 1966, we go back. I guess they go to this church. They're looking for this book, the Lumen.
Yeah.
And they're in Austria. They find this church, like, thing, whatever. I like that part. I like the vampires. Young Abraham was a total badass. When he throws the sword and kills that vamp. Mm-hmm. Sweet. But then, while he's doing all this, the busy work, Palmer's sitting in his wheelchair, like Dr. Xavier from the X-Men. Mm-hmm. And he's doing his thing, and Dr. Evil, Eckhurst, comes in there. And he's like, do you want to know the secrets? I have them all. Right then and there, it's obvious, and I'm saying this out loud because I want your opinion, it's obvious that this is when the deal was made. You think?
It kind of seems like it.
That's what I'm gathering. That's why they finally spoke and like, I can help you, I can do this, but you got to help us. And I think that's when they formed their little secret alliance. That's how I'm taking it.
That would make a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because that's when Palmer was like, get me out of here. I want to go home. I'm done. I need a hot dog. And then Abraham's like, what the hell? What happened? So he doesn't even know at that point, right? Yeah, because Abraham's kind of like in shock.
Yeah, like, Abraham, he does all this work for Palmer just to say, no, that's it.
Yeah, I'm hungry. Take him back to New York. So yeah, I think that's when the secret society made that deal. So they've been going back. They go back. Back. One of the touching moments that tugged on my emotional strings, the relationship that Gus had with his mom, you know, in season one.
Yeah.
And then in this episode, when he goes into the apartment, I'm like, is he back home? I was like, please tell me mom freaking escaped out the window and did something. But no, dude, she comes out. What was going through your mind?
That was so sad. Just... You could see Gus is really, really torn up about it.
Yes. That's the Achilles tendon. That's his kryptonite, his mom.
Yeah, and I'm sure he felt like he let her down.
Oh, yeah.
Like he couldn't protect her.
And it didn't help that the freaking master pops up and is like, you let her down. You're a disgrace. And I'm like, oh, damn. You know? I was like, the master.
It just really, like, it all came together to... make his character even better.
Yeah. Gus, I like. Gus, yeah. I like this dude. I want him to team up. I want him to hurry up and find Fett so they can start killing things together. And if you listen to our last podcast, yes, we did say that Zach would have been the trio of season one, but now Zach is a little shit, so we don't want him in the group anymore.
Nope, we don't.
No, we don't. Now, I got a question for you and the Strain fans. And like I said, and the last podcast, people, wherever you listen to the show, feel free to leave a comment wherever you're listening. If it's on Jesus' blog, my blog, wherever. Question, do you think Gus killed his mom? They don't show anything. They just show
him. I don't think he did.
You don't think he did?
Nope. I think he's hopeful that he could still somehow bring her back.
You think?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be like, because remember then he goes to the restaurant and he starts telling the daughter, like, you know, respect your mom and your mom will love you no matter what. Do you think that was like, he was kind of, I don't know, man. You know, it got me thinking like that would be a cool way to like he did kill her. Like, and now it's on, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They didn't show it. So you think she's still alive?
I think she's still alive.
I think she's dead, but we'll never know unless something happens. Mm-hmm. Strain addicts. What do y'all think? Is she alive or is she dead? That's what we want to know. It's the question of the day. What else? Now, there's a part here, which I think the American people are stupid here, okay? And this is why I say this. Billionaire Palmer gets a meeting with all the head honchos of the banks. Mm-hmm. They come out together, and even the freaking reporter, when the vamps start jumping off buildings and start eating them, even the reporter's so stupid, she's like, oh, look, some people are here to welcome, what? And everybody's getting eaten. And Palmer's the only one that says, drive away slowly. Isn't anybody there smart to see that everybody died except Palmer? Like, why don't they know that Palmer is evil?
I don't know. Like, I guess he's always been like, or has had this essence of being evil that they don't notice it anymore.
You think?
Maybe. I don't know. He never seemed like a good guy to me.
No, he wasn't. I just don't. Reggie's brother, you know, is, you know, in this episode, does make it a point clear, like, hey, everybody died except Palmer.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if more people are going to catch on. But that right there should be a giant.
Should start catching on.
That should be a red flag right there.
Yeah.
You know? But he's still building all this crap, and everybody's all behind it. His little food courts and his little Costco's that he's, you know, getting people food.
Yeah, I guess, you know, he's putting up this front, even though he's doing all these things in the background.
So maybe people don't notice a distraction, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, they're looking to survive, and he's kind of helping them survive.
Maybe. I'm just like, these people are dumb.
They are.
I know. Let's see here. What do you think about Reggie?
Reggie,
you know, he meets with Abraham and Dutch.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think, you know? I don't know. I, you know.
I'm curious to see where it goes, but I'm not that excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, I think I don't know. I liked Reggie when we saw him in season one. Was it season one where he let them go? Yeah, I think that his character was, and then like it kind of like faded away. And I'm like, Reggie, I love you, but I really don't care.
He wasn't that crucial to the story.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, whatever. Let's see here, and then my notes here. I have Gus goes back to the Indian restaurant, and bam, Angel confronts him. Mm-hmm. Stands up to him, and that's when Gus realizes that Angel is the wrestling dude in the movies.
Yeah.
And still Angel is a shit to him. You know, like, because, yeah. You know, I mean, I know they almost got into an argument in the restaurant, but outside it was obvious that to Gus, like, I know Gus probably wouldn't have said it in this way because they just got into an argument, but it was like, there was like a boy's hero, like right there standing in front of like, oh shit, I loved your movies. You were awesome. And Angel's still a shithead.
Yeah. Angel, I think, is conflicted with everything. Like, he's trying to protect the people who are around him.
Right.
And I don't think he thinks Gus can help him whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it goes back. Either he knows something or he just doesn't like his kind. You know, like, knows he's in trouble. But we'll see how that relationship goes. But, I mean, do you think Angel's going to be more of a – I mean, they did an episode. They called an episode of him. So Angel is the Silver Angel from the movies. You don't give a random character, at least in my opinion, a title of an episode unless he's going to be a big part of the – do you think he's a big part of the series?
Hopefully. I mean, he's a cool guy so far.
Yeah. He knows how to fight, but he can't move that well.
Yeah.
So – I'm just trying to figure out what's the deal. I'm trying to put my finger on it. Like, the Silver Ranger. This episode was about him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. People out there, what do you think? Let's see here. And then, of course, the three together, Fett and F and Nora, they get split up by choice because Fett is like, screw you two. You're idiots. Mike and Jesus are right. You're idiots. I'm going to go blow some shit up the subway. Y'all can go find infected vampires in the dark, outnumbered. And then they find the infected vamp. And then when they were falling off the roof, did you immediately put on it like the master knew that they're infected and he's making them commit suicide? Or you just think they were just kind of like dying and falling off the roof?
I thought they were just dying and falling off.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, oh, it's working.
Yeah, but then it would make sense that in order to protect himself, the master's making all the infected kill themselves.
But see, but F started laughing. He was like, it's working. But then in my mind, I was thinking, is it really working? Because the master knows what you did.
Yeah.
So he's killing the ones. So I'm wondering, will it move faster, the infection, enough where the master won't be? I don't know. I just wouldn't be celebrating.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, especially now that the master knows there's something going on.
he's on to you, F, you idiot. Maybe it's the vodka. I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah, the cheap vodka.
F just... I don't know. Whatever. I don't think we're ever going to lose F. I think he's going to be part of the show. Because, let's see what's going to happen. And then, let's see what else. Then they go back to the hideout, of course, and, you know, F wants to take her to go and Zach to go to Washington, which I know we see that in the next episode, so we'll talk about that later on. So they talk about that, and Nora's like, I don't know about this. And
Nora's just scared.
Nora, I don't know what she wants, man. I can't put my finger. Like, in season one, she had balls.
Yeah.
And then her mom totally screwed her up. Like, losing her mom, that really totally messed her up.
Yeah.
And because I was like, oh, I like Nora. But then now she's just, she just doesn't have it together. Like, she just seems scatterbrained.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe she does
a little bit more cautious.
Well, she does well with Zach, you know, and Zach seems to like her, you know, but I don't know. I'm trying to make myself like Nora. I mean, she's hot. Don't get me wrong. I like her. Yeah. I like how she looks and she's smart, but I mean, in her field, but not when it comes to being on the streets. I don't know. And then my favorites. I love these little guys, the little spider vamps.
I like them. Yeah, they're really quick.
Oh, yes, they're very fast. I like these little suckers. They show up at the batting cages with Mama Vamp, and they're sniffling around and doing all their little noises and stuff. I like those little kids. She's getting closer to Zach. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think Mama is going to be able to, and I know that you and I have caught up. We know what goes on in the next two upcoming episodes, you know, to get caught up in everything else. So we know what happens, but do you think later on, do you think Mama Vamp is going to be able to just come in and swoop Zach? Or do you think Zach is going to be like, Mama, and then go to his mom?
I think Zach is going to go to his mom.
Yep. I'd have to agree with you.
Yeah, he's not. He's not smart enough to like stay away.
Carl would be like, I mean, Carl killed his mom. You know, shot his mom. Zach. I think you're absolutely right. I think he's gonna be like, Zach, I'm here for you, and he's like, but Dad. He's like, no. He's like, but it's Mama. And then, what's F gonna do? But you know what? I don't think Ed would even care if his son got turned into a vampire. They're not very close.
They're not.
Then, you know, I just think that F would just be more pissed off that he lost to the master. His ego would be bruised and hurt. Not that he lost his son.
Yeah, he has a huge ego, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like my spider vamps. I thought the ending was cool because anything with the little spider vamps I like. And, of course, we see more, you know, coming up soon in the next two episodes. So, did we hit all the points in this one?
I think so.
Now, did you like this episode better than the last one that we just did?
Yes, I definitely did. Because we got to see a lot more of Fett and what he does.
Exactly. You and I are big fans of Fett.
Yeah.
We've said it since season one. We didn't talk about, it was the last episode. I think it was last episode. I think that was a big moment.
Which one?
Oh, dude. I guess it was the next. Yeah. Was it? Yeah. Oh, we didn't even talk about last podcast. We did talk about Dutch giving him a blowjob in the van. That's how cool Fett is. He gets blowjobs in vans.
That was.
Yeah. In front of his girl, in front of his new girlfriend's ex-girlfriend's mom's house. Fett is a G. That's why if anything happens to him, I swear to God. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
I'm going to give it a 9.
Whoa! That's high marks there, buddy.
Yeah, it was much better than the one before it, and I believe they're preparing for bigger stuff to happen.
Mm.
The spider ramps are always awesome.
Yes.
Fett is awesome.
It's true. I agree with you. Yeah, I would probably say an 8. 9's a little high for me. But I think this episode redeemed itself from last week's or the week before. Well, you know what I'm talking about. And everybody, you know what I'm talking about. It was cool. This one had more action. I like anything with Gus. I like seeing Gus. But I like seeing Gus kill shit. I don't want to see googly eyes. Okay? I already know he's a pimp. But I need him kicking ass. The Silver Angel, that's a nice little add to this. So I'm hoping that we get to see more of him. And what else? I'm wondering what's going to be what's up with the story. Could you imagine if like the Silver Angel would be the next master? Which I already know what happens, but I'm just saying. Like, I don't know why I thought that.
I don't know. I don't think the Silver Angel would even be considered because he's injured.
That's true, but I guess what I'm trying to figure out is like if the spider eye drops can help and make Abraham live longer, maybe something could help Angel and his bad knee. Because I like Angel. He's somebody good. He's like the Hulk of the Avengers of this group. He could be just smashing crap, but he has a bum knee. So I would give this episode an 8. 8 out of 10. You're giving a 9 out of 10. But yeah, I like this episode. It was good. And you're absolutely right. It's preparing. You know something big is coming, which is cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think we're done. The next two episodes that we talk about, we'll probably do Saturday afternoon. We'll knock those two out, and then we'll be all caught up for Sunday night's episode on FX. Shout-outs to the Strain Addicts, and shout-outs to the Strain Addicts on Twitter and Strain Addicts on Facebook. Make sure you join their group if you're a fan of the show. And everybody that retweets, shares, all that good stuff. We're doing these podcasts, so I don't have anybody's names or anything like that. But I know you guys do that, so it's appreciated. Jesus can be found. He's got a blog called dysfunctional.com. So make sure you check it out. I know he posts our podcast there. Plus, he does stuff on his own, including for iWatchMike.com. So just go to his blog and check it out. I know that you live online as well. Where can people find you, dog?
Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional and Facebook Dysfunctional.com.
Sweet. And for me, my blog is called iWatchMike.com. That is me. And Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. And Facebook page is iWatchMike. So make sure you go there and check it out. And once again, if you're listening to the show and you can find a little comment box somewhere, feel free to leave a comment. Let us know what you thought about this episode. If you hate Jesus, Jesus from time to time does get hate mail. I'm always trying to lift up his spirits. And so if anybody has any good comments for Jesus, please let us know. All right, Jesus, I'm trying to help you out, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everybody else have a great weekend, and we'll be back more tomorrow, Saturday, to talk more of The Strain. And don't forget, every Sunday, it is on FX. And if you want to catch up on season one, it says it on the commercial on the television. You can watch it on Hulu. Everybody else, you know what you got to do. All right? Peace.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer FX.